That's what we're working on for the first half hour today. Build up some muscles you didn't know you had. Learn to use your legs as a shield and control your movements so you can get that spin. Spinning doesn't do any good up close, but far away, they can't hurt you if you're spinning. At that distance, the beam has to hit the same spot for a couple of moments, and if you're spinning, it can't happen. Now freeze yourself and get started. Aren't you going to assign lanes? Asked the boy. No, I'm not going to assign lanes. I want you bumping into each other and learning how to deal with it all the time, except when we're practicing formations, and then I'll usually have you bump into each other on purpose. Now move. When he said move, they moved. Ender was the last one out after practice, since he stayed to help some of the slower ones improve on technique. They'd had good teachers, but the inexperienced soldiers, fresh out of their launch groups, were completely helpless when it came to doing two or three things at the same time. It was fine to practice jackknifing with frozen legs, they had no trouble maneuvering in midair, but to launch in one direction, fire in another, spin twice, rebound with a jackknife off a wall, and come out firing facing the right direction, that was way beyond them. Drill, 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 that was all Ender would be able to do with them for a while. Strategies and formations were nice, but they were nothing if the soldiers didn't know how to handle themselves in battle. He had to get this army ready now. He was early at being a commander, and the teachers were changing the rules now, not letting him trade, giving him no top-notch veterans. There was no guarantee that they'd give him the usual 3 months to get his army together before sending them into battle. At least in the evenings, he'd have Alai and Shen to help him train his new boys. He was still in the corridor leading out of the battle room when he found himself face-to-face with Little Bean. Bean looked angry. Ender didn't want problems right now. Ho, Bean. Ho, Ender. Pause. Sir, Ender said softly. I know what you're doing, Ender, sir, and I'm warning you.
Warning me?
I can be the best man you've got, but don't play games with me.
Or what?
Or I'll be the worst man you've got, one or the other.
And what do you want? Love and kisses?
Ender was getting angry now. Bean looked unworried.
I want a tune.
Ender walked back to him and stood looking down into his eyes.
Why should you get a tune?
Because I'd know what to do with it.
Knowing what to do with a tune is easy, Ender said. It's getting them to do it that's hard.
Why would any soldier want to follow a little pinprick like you?
They used to call you that, I hear. I hear Bonzo Madrid still does.
I asked you a question, soldier.
I'll earn their respect, sir, if you don't stop me.
Ender grinned.
I'm helping you.
Like hell, said Bean.
Nobody would notice you except to feel sorry for the little kid, but I made sure they all noticed you today. They'll be watching every move you make. All you have to do to earn their respect now is be perfect.
So I don't even get a chance to learn before I'm being judged?
Poor kid. Nobody's treating him fair.
Ender gently pushed Bean back against the wall.
I'll tell you how to get a tune. Prove to me that you know what you're doing as a soldier. Prove to me that you know how to use other soldiers. And then prove to me that somebody's willing to follow you into battle. Then you'll get your tune. But not bloody well until.
Bean smiled.
That's fair. If you actually work that way, I'll be a tune leader in a month.
Ender reached down and grabbed the front of his uniform and shoved him into the wall.
When I say I work a certain way, Bean, then that's the way I work.
Bean just smiled. Ender let go of him and walked away. When he got to his room, he lay down on his bed and trembled. What am I doing? My first practice session, and I'm already bullying people the way Bonzo did. And Peter, shoving people around. Picking on some poor little kid so the others will have somebody they all hate? Sickening. Everything I hated in a commander, and I'm doing it. Is it some law of nature that you inevitably become whatever your first commander was? I can quit right now if that's so. Over and over he thought of the things he did and said in his first practice with his new army. Why couldn't he talk like he always did in his evening practice group? No authority except excellence. Never had to give orders, just made suggestions. But that wouldn't work, not with an army. His informal practice group didn't have to learn to do things together. They didn't have to develop a group feeling. They never had to learn how to hold together and trust each other in battle. They didn't have to respond instantly to commands. And he could go to the other extreme, too. He could be as lax and incompetent as Rose the Nose, if he wanted. He could make stupid mistakes no matter what he did. He had to have discipline, and that meant demanding and getting quick, decisive obedience. He had to have a well-trained army, and that meant drilling the soldiers over and over again, long after they thought they had mastered a technique, until it was so natural to them that they didn't have to think about it anymore. But what was this thing with Bean? Why had he gone for the smallest, weakest, and possibly the brightest of the boys? Why had he done to Bean what had been done to Ender by commanders that he despised? Then he remembered that it hadn't begun with his commanders. Before Rose and Bonzo treated him with contempt, he had been isolated in his launch group, and it wasn't Bernard who began that either. It was Graf. It was the teachers who had done it, and it wasn't an accident. Ender realized that now. It was a strategy. Graf had deliberately set him up to be separate from the other boys, made it impossible for him to be close to them. And he began now to suspect the reasons behind it. It wasn't to unify the rest of the group. In fact, it was divisive. Graf had isolated Ender to make him struggle, to make him prove not that he was competent, but that he was far better than everyone else. That was the only way he could win respect and friendship. It made him a better soldier than he would ever have been otherwise. It also made him lonely, afraid, angry, untrusting. And maybe those traits, too, made him a better soldier. That's what I'm doing to you, Bean. I'm hurting you to make you a better soldier in every way, to sharpen your wit, to intensify your effort, to keep you off balance, never sure what's going to happen next, so you always have to be ready for anything, ready to improvise, determined to win no matter what. I'm also making you miserable. That's why they brought you to me, Bean. So you could be just like me. So you could grow up to be just like the old man. And me? Am I supposed to grow up like Graf? Fat and sour and unfeeling, manipulating the lives of little boys so they turn out factory perfect, generals and admirals ready to lead the fleet in defense of the homeland. You get all the pleasures of the puppeteer until you get a soldier who can do more than anyone else. You can't have that. It spoils the symmetry. You must get him in line, break him down, isolate him, beat him until he gets in line with everyone else. Well, what I've done to you this day, Bean, I've done. But I'll be watching you, more compassionately than you know. And when the time is right, you'll find that I'm your friend, and you are the soldier you want to be. Ender did not go to classes that afternoon. He lay on his bunk and wrote down his impressions of each of the boys in his army, the things he noticed right about them, the things that needed more work. In practice tonight, he would talk with Ali, and they'd figure out ways to teach small groups the things they needed to know. At least he wouldn't be in this thing alone. But when Ender got to the battle room that night, while most others were still eating, he found Major Anderson waiting for him.
There's been a rule change, Ender. From now on, only members of the same army may work together in a battle room during free time, and therefore battle rooms are available only on a scheduled basis. After tonight, your next turn is in 4 days.
Nobody else is holding extra practices.
They are now, Ender. Now that you command another army, they don't want their boys practicing with you. Surely you can understand that. So they'll conduct their own practices.
I've always been in another army from them. They still sent their soldiers to me for training.
You weren't commander then.
You gave me a completely green army, Major Anderson.
Sir, you have quite a few veterans. They aren't any good. Nobody gets here without being brilliant, Ender. Make them good. I needed Ali and Shen to...
It's about time you grew up and did some things on your own, Ender. You don't need these other boys to hold your hand. You're a commander now, so kindly act like it, Ender.
Ender walked past Anderson toward the battle room. Then he stopped, turned, asked a question.
Since these evening practices are now regularly scheduled, does it mean that I can use the hook?
Did Anderson almost smile?
No, not a chance of that.
We'll see, he said.